This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Now, this will be an object lesson and an illustration that the struggle is real. Because of the struggle I've had just getting him to the air. But coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This is the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns, which is actually about 2 weeks' worth of recap, because we haven't been able to get Mr. Zimmerman on the show.
Good to be here, Bill. Good to finally be with you.
It's good for me to be with me. It hasn't been his fault. It's been my fault. It's been the fault of this studio and everything, although now I've got things in this studio that will never serve any other purpose than to keep me from not being on the air. And otherwise, it's just going to sit there being unremarkable. Anyway. Anyway, we have many things we could talk about. Where would you like to go?
Oh, Bill, I've got a dozen topics to start with. So okay. What suits your fancy?
Let's talk about Chicago.
That's one of the top ones on my list too. It's amazing. I'm sure people have heard by now. It was all over the news over the weekend. Saturday was Barack Obama Day in Illinois. First celebration of the ex-president's birthday in the state. And it coincided with a weekend, which saw over 70 people shot and 11 people killed. The superintendent of the Chicago police and the mayor had been touting the fact that, while still incredibly bloody, the number of shootings in Chicago was actually down this year, versus last year. But after a bloodbath like they saw over the weekend, they pretty much stopped that narrative, and they're kind of at a loss. The esteemed Mayor Emanuel had a press conference a couple of days ago and had really no answers at all. Basically, all he did was beg the gangs to stop shooting each other.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think the role of the city governments in these, and there's a few cities like this. Like Chicago. Chicago, of course, being the worst one. But I mean, the last Republican mayor that finished his term in Chicago finished it in 1931. So we've had almost 100 years of the Democrats running things they want it the way they want it to be. And this is what they're getting. So at what point should somebody be getting out there, and instead of, I know Trump's doing it and everything else, but at what point do we take these anti-gunners and engage them and say, hey, this is exactly what you want. You got your laundry list. You got everything you want in the anti-gun world, and good gosh, look at what you're getting for it.
You're actually starting to hear a little bit more of that. After the weekend, of course, the superintendent blamed guns, as did the mayor at first. But you started to see calls in the press saying, look, there are guns everywhere, and there are other cities don't have this kind of problem. Yes, there are problem cities. The Baltimore's of the world, Detroit, Oakland, St. Louis, there are other cities that have problems. But Chicago truly seems to be unique in the number and ferocity of their gang activity. And there's obviously a lot going on here. There's some things that a city can't do anything about. That they can't fix single parent families, kids growing up, without fathers in their lives, kids dropping out of school to a certain extent. Not a lot of practical things the mayor can do in terms of that. However, Chicago has a famously weak catch and release type of criminal justice system. And there have been a number of reports going back years that in certain precincts there are certain city councilmen actually work with gang members to make sure, yeah, that there's a disgusting symbiosis between them where they ensure that the gang members aren't hassled too much by the police, and when they are, they get out of jail enough, and these gang members make sure that when it comes time to for elections, that votes are drummed up, sometimes, you know, at the threat of a good beating, to make sure that the city council member gets all the votes he needs to stay in office. And that just perpetuates things, you know, keeping the gangs there, keeping them active, you know, as long as the city council member keeps his job, that's okay, they can deal with it. Basically, there's no political price to pay for what's happened there. You know, this is not a new problem. It's been going on for years. But do you see anybody calling for a change in leadership? The people in Chicago vote these same people in year after year after year. I guess apparently they're not too troubled.
Well, I think they probably are. I just...
Well, it's true. I'm sure they are too. But why don't?
Yeah.
What I'm saying manifests itself at the polls.
But I mean, here's the thing though. It's not just Chicago. I mean, look at San Francisco. Look at Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Detroit actually did elect a new person. What was that? A while back that they had. Well, I guess maybe that was after. One mayor was thrown in jail. They did.
Kwame Kilpatrick, yeah.
Exactly. And you're right. San Francisco seems to be spiraling down, despite the fact that it's, you know, one of the wealthiest cities in the country. You know, having to dodge piles of feces and needles as you walk down the street and panhandlers. That doesn't make for good quality of life. I don't know that they've got the gun violence, quote unquote, problem that Chicago does, but that doesn't mean it's a pleasant place to live these days.
Well, I think what we're going to see in these places, though, is that, like in Chicago, they don't have a middle class. They either have welfare, or they have they've got Silicon Valley millionaires living in RVs on the side of the road because they can't afford housing.
Yeah.
So eventually, a lot of these people are going to get out there and say, you know, for this kind of money, I could have a really nice house in Arizona. And then they're going to leave, and all of this entitlement stuff is going to come to a head, and I don't know what happens then.
Well, increasingly that's happening. You know, it's getting the middle class is getting hollowed out. Business owners who, you know, look around the country, and I see it here being in Texas, a lot of California people are moving here to avoid the sky-high taxes that are being charged in California, the crumbling infrastructure. They look at Texas, where we had a huge surplus every year, and there's no state income tax, and housing costs are about half, you know, as they are in coastal California. And they figure, why fight it here? The only problem is, you know, those people tend to bring their voting patterns with them.
Yeah, but I don't understand that at all. That's almost like a Stockholm syndrome. It's like watching it work. It's like, you know, okay, we can get out of the diseased area, but we're going to bring the contagion with us.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
I don't get that at all. I don't understand. Hey, well, we just ran away from this. Let's vote some of that. Here, I miss it. Gavin Newsom, come join us.
We may have to build a wall here.
A retaining wall. Yeah. Stop the flood. Truthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find these kinds of stories, about 15 to 16 fresh pieces of content a day, a veritable stable of writers from different viewpoints, technical, political, you know, talking about business, talking about politics, talking about current events. Everyday carry, that's a big thing. Everyday carry is a very big thing. They show the everyday carry of everybody all the time, and some of them are quite interesting. And Dan, he edits all of that somehow, some way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is the recap of what, you know, we can't really do all the time we need to cover because we don't have enough time to do it. But this is the recap of the week with the Truth About Guns editor, Dan Zimmerman. Where would you like to go in which direction, sir?
Let's head to Florida.
Florida.
Interesting. Yeah, it's been interesting. It's always interesting week in Florida, it seems. There's always something unusual going on. One thing that isn't getting a huge amount of play is that there was a near mass shooting in Florida earlier this week. Over the weekend, they had something called the Peace in the City event. It's basically a back to school thing in a park in Titusville. And they were giving out, you know, free haircuts to kids and, school supplies. They had a bouncy house set up. And anyway, there was a dispute between a couple of people, one of whom left and came back with a gun and opened fire. And there were a couple of hundred people at least in this park. However, there was somebody there in the park who was legally concealing a handgun. He drew it and he shot the person who came back in the head and stopped the shooting. Despite what you hear from people like Abby Giffords, who said that you know, defensive gun uses are very rare and virtually never happen, it certainly happened last weekend. Shannon Watts was not available to comment, and you know, neither was anybody from the Brady campaign, strangely enough. But lives were saved thanks to a concealed carrier in a park in Florida, who acted quickly and saved who knows how many people from getting shot and or killed. So it was a very positive thing.
Now, one thing that I don't know what the incidence of this is, but I mean, isn't Florida the state with the highest amount of permit holders? Because weren't they like the initial permit issuing state in the union?
They were certainly the biggest one, and yeah, that's how they earned the name the Gunshine State.
Yeah.
I can't remember the number anymore. Something like 1.5 million concealed carriers or something like that.
So they have more concealed carriers than Texas.
I believe that's true.
Wow.
I think that they actually have issued more licenses there than anywhere else. I think they're still at the top of the heap. So, obviously they've, some laws have, impinged on gun ownership a little bit since Parkland, but, they still have a very healthy gun culture there. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we had the Pulse nightclub and we've had Parkland. This kind of a shooting, though, like this, is not something that happens very often. Most of the time, especially not out in the open in Florida. And is this shooter's problem that he had a lack of education? Because I know that, you know, Florida leads the way on that kind of thing. The specter of concealed carry would worry me greatly if I decided, well, you know, for an extracurricular activity, I think I'm going to be a rampage killer. That would worry me in Florida.
Yeah, it would worry me, too. A lot of people don't realize that there are that many people carrying firearms in Florida. But to the extent that these things happen and get reported, that message gets out there. Who knows? Maybe that alone will prevent some of these, if it saves just one life, you know.
Well, this should say, you know, who knows, and I'm told. And somehow or other, this is the thing about these concealed carriers that do this, though. My theory is that people who train and go to tactical response classes and front sight classes and everything, those guys never get into gunfights because they're on the lookout.
Just the average Joe.
And the average Joe is incredibly good at it.
Yeah. Well, guns aren't really that complicated. Basically, you know, point the holy end at the bad guy and pull the trigger. And that doesn't mean that, you know, the training isn't good. Training certainly is good and it's beneficial. And to the extent that you can get that, that's a good thing. And it's good to be practiced with it. But, you know, the reality is most people buy a gun and throw it in a drawer and they never use it again until they need it. More and more people do have concealed carry permits. I think there's something like 16 million or so in the country and climbing. So there are plenty of people who carry it, but again, most of those people never train. Maybe they'd go to the range once a year, twice a year to pop off a few rounds and all that. But, and so I don't know the details behind, the person who was the hero in this situation, but whatever he did it well and he did it right. He only shot the person who was the bad guy and, he did a very good thing.
You know, he did do a very good thing, but he did a headshot, and somehow the guy lived. What was he shooting? We don't know that either, do we?
No, none of those details have come out. I'm sure they will at some point, but no, we've looked and haven't been able to determine that.
See, my theory, and I'm not trying to be funny about this, but I mean, I've seen enough students to know this, that they, you know, some of these students take this training very, very seriously. I do too. But, you know, I would think that somebody who had trained somewhere with some instructor at any level, we would know that just by what we heard, because they'd be like, why did he shoot the assailant 7 times in one spot?
One ragged hole, so to speak.
One ragged hole. Then he pulled out a Sharpie, and he was like doing connect the dots with it. And had a had ruler looking at his group saying, 3 inches, not bad. All right. How far was that? 8 paces. Getting on the speed, you know, getting James Yeager on the speed dial. Listen, you told me to call you if anything ever came up. So
exactly.
Exactly. So, I find that, I've always found that sort of interesting, but at the same time, what I really find interesting is just how I think the incidents that I've read of this is that 2% of the time a civilian might shoot the wrong person, and 12% of the time the police do.
Yeah, I've seen those specific statistics, but that wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, people generally are careful. They don't just spray and pray.
No.
And they don't, despite what you hear from our friends in the gun-grabbing community, blood doesn't run in the streets. There aren't shootouts over parking lot spaces at the drop of a hat. People take owning and carrying a firearm seriously. If they didn't, we'd have a much bigger problem than we do now with crime, and there'd be, you know, there's what, 6,000 firearms deaths a year in this country, and we have over 400 million guns, about 100 some million gun owners. If they were as violent and as irresponsible as the media portray them to be, we would have blood running in the streets.
Well, there wouldn't be any media. There wouldn't be any gun grabbers. I mean, we would have already taken care of that if we were who they say we are.
Yeah, exactly.
We would have dealt with them by now.
If they were as violent as they claim, they wouldn't be able to keep claiming it.
There you go. TruthAboutGuns.com. This is where Dan works on a regular basis. He and his cadre of people that are all from all manner of, you know, male, female, professionals, hunters, tactical people. They're all writing, putting out the new content for you, so you can find what's going on there. This is where you get the, and for a gun owner, this is actually mainstream media. That's where you need to go and find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for Orange and Riverside counties as firefighters are battling to keep the fires out of Southern California neighborhoods. These Southern California residents were forced to evacuate.
It is a nightmare. It's so horrible. I just want this to be over. Never will think it's going to burn like that. Wind, smoke, everything together. There's no place to go for me, but, you know, we'll figure something out.
4 women who used to work at Nike have filed a federal lawsuit against the company, alleging it violated state and federal equal pay laws and fostered a work environment that allowed sexual harassment. And your final numbers on Wall Street for this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 196 points today. to close the week at 25,313. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with Editor-in-Chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. We're talking about trying to recap what we've missed because of, you can't imagine, I had to pull everything apart today, Dan, and rewire everything, put a battery backup in between everything and the wall. And now, if the Armageddon happens, the zombie apocalypse, and if Nibiru comes out of low Earth orbit and lands in my backyard, I'll still be able to have the Internet for 5 hours.
Well, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Very good. I mean, you're a certified prepper.
I was going to talk about that, but, you know, I'll talk about that next week. I'll talk about that next week. Where would you like to go? What would you like to discuss?
Oh, let's talk a little bit about the NRA.
Okay, let's talk about the NRA.
Well, last weekend, David Hogg and the Parkland Funky Bunch were there holding a protest outside the NRA headquarters. Of course, they picked Saturday, but nobody was there. You know, the NRA, all their employees don't work on Saturdays. They're all home with their families. They're out shooting at the range and things like that. But David and the kids were out there protesting the NRA.
Right.
Cameras. And the NRA, of course, took the opportunity to send a camera crew there and got lots of great footage.
Some of it was hilarious.
Some of it really was. I mean, you got to hand it to the NRA. They handled this thing perfectly and got some great trolling material. One woman, of course, claiming that everyone who carries a gun has a tiny penis and is compensating for that, of course. But even better, you got some people who are perfect illustrations of, or antidotes to the claims that, you know, nobody wants to take away your guns. You know, a lot of them were claiming, yes, we definitely do want to ban all guns. Yes, we do want to repeal the Second Amendment. And then there was some other woman there who said, anyone who thinks it's okay to kill an intruder in your house, is thinking wrong, you know, that somebody doesn't get the death penalty for breaking in a house. Why is it okay to shoot that person? Of course, I'm sure she's never had anyone break into her home and threaten her or her children or anyone in her family. But somehow the thought of armed self-defense against a home intruder is just completely beyond the pale. So it just gives you a little insight into how some of these people think or don't.
Well, here's the thing about a break-in. Where do you when somebody breaks in, do they bring in paperwork saying, listen, all we're going to do is your flat screen is ours, all of your gold is ours, and we're only going to beat you up for 10 seconds, and then we're going?
Right. Yeah, we'll just inflict some superficial wounds. And we won't rape any women, and we won't break any bones. But we just want your TV and your computer, and then we'll leave. Nobody knows that, of course, when somebody breaks in their house at oh dark 30 in the morning, and if they're armed, how are you supposed to know that? You're not. You have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to defend your property and your family. And if somebody breaks into your house, I don't know anybody who would suggest that you stop and try to reason with these people and find out what it is they really, really want before using a firearm, if you have one to hand.
I'm not going to get out there and... For me, the one luxury of having open heart surgery is my bar for what I can consider imminent bodily harm or threat lowers. So I don't have to get out there and go, well, let me think about this now. Are you like a tough guy? I could just get out there and say, nope, you just made a, think about this for the rest of your life, both seconds, and then I'm gonna, help him out with that. So,
yeah, you made a big mistake by coming in my house. And these people don't even have to be armed. Most people are seriously injured or killed as a result of fists and or feet. They're beaten to death.
Yeah.
And then of course you get the people, the relatives of these people who get themselves shot, who claim, yes, okay, you shot them, but you shouldn't have shot them. Shot to kill, you should have shot him in the leg, you should have shot to wound him. Nobody has time to think that way in a life or death situation. And that's what these situations are in the middle of the night when police are 5-10 minutes away, even if you have time to call them. A lot can happen in that kind of time span.
Well, I've seen some of the excuses some of the family members make. Like this is the only way he could get his money, really. My question is, where was all the concern in the family prior to this young person being perforated till he's exsanguinated and on the sidewalk in front of a Dollar General store? Because he was trying to knock it off or something, Where was that concern then, Auntie?
I'm sure a great number of these people have difficult home situations. A lot of people grow up with bad family situations. Most of them, the vast majority of them, don't result to shooting, killing, robbing other people in order to get by. There are.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, it's true. There are other options.
Yeah.
Just would rather take, I guess, what call it the easy route. That doesn't seem easy to me, but I guess that's what they figured out that they'll do.
The problem with the easy route is that I know too many statistics about who might be waiting for me when I decide to take the easy route.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see him coming. I'm not going to see him coming. So.
It happens more and more. And we run a defensive gun use story nearly every single day on the site. And love to tweak the Shannon Watsons and Gabby Giffords of the world who say that those things don't happen. Say that the good guy with a gun thing is a myth. Even though the CDC itself, during the Obama administration, reported that at a minimum that happens 500,000 times a year, and it may happen as many as 3 million times a year. And those defensive gun users, the vast majority of which nobody ever pulls a trigger, but those defensive gun uses, they prevent robberies, assaults, rapes, and murders. Those far outweigh the number of people who are shot and killed with firearms every year, which totals roughly 32,000, two-thirds of which are suicide.
Well, I don't want to make this suggestion because it's un-American for me to do this, but wouldn't our crime go down if we got rid of all the cities run by Democratic mayors?
Well, that's not likely to happen, but yes, pull out about six large cities. We have, Switzerland-level crime rates in this country. Armed societies are, by and large, polite societies.
Yeah.
It's a fact that the vast majority of gun crime in this country has to do with urban gangs and criminals. That's where that happened. I don't know how you impact that greatly other than to get those people off the street, arrest them, charge them, and put them in jail. It's harder to commit crimes when you're behind bars.
Well, that's true, but then you got to keep them in there.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Then you got to keep them in there. But I know that's folly. If I had my way, we would go ahead and have Kurt Russell change his name to Snake Plissken, and all of these cities would become their own little Escape from New York compound.
Spent a lot of time in a lot of those cities, and they're fun places to be, and they're not without their benefits, but
yeah,
they do have their problems too.
Yeah. Let me talk us out of this because we're coming up on the next break. Truthaboutguns.com, mainstream media for you if you are a gun owner. They've got the stuff that you haven't heard anywhere, that you're not going to hear anywhere. That's where you go to get it. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I have been talking to Dan Zimmerman as we get ready to head out. This is the weekly recap that we're trying to catch up to with from the truthaboutguns.com. What would you like for us to go with here, sir?
Well, let's head back to the NRA.
Sure.
Because they've had some more interesting developments happen this week. People may have seen headlines saying that the NRA is claiming they're running out of money and they could go out of business because of what's happening to them in the state of New York. And just to remind people, after the Parkland hysteria, the state of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and the Department of Financial Services in the state pressured the underwriter for the New York, for the NRA's CarryGuard program, which is their insurance program for concealed carriers, which they called murder insurance.
Yep.
They pressured them to drop the NRA. They basically said that CarryGuard insured illegal activities and thus violated New York law, and that no insurer in New York was allowed to underwrite illegal activities. So they investigated the company, which is called Lockton Agency, and fined them $1.5 million, I think, or something like that. So Lockton, who had insured CarryGuard and the NRA in general for something like 20 years, was forced to drop them. And another underwriter, Lloyd's of London, did the same thing. But it didn't stop there, because they continued to then contact other insurance companies, and in fact banks as well, and let it be known that anybody who does business with the NRA is opening themselves to investigations and fines. And what this, and the NRA subsequently sued the state for this rank intimidation that they were undergoing. And when the some filings were made public last week, the mainstream media saw that and said, oh my gosh, the NRA is claiming that they're running out of money. Well, that was really hashtag fake news. That wasn't what they were claiming. But what they are claiming is they could seriously be hurt. The NRA could be. Because any large operation such as them, such as the NRA, needs, of course, banking services. They need to be able to have deposits. depository accounts. They need to be able to insure their buildings, you know, in case somebody walks in and slips and falls and there's a claim. They have NRA TV. If you're a media company and you've got a media operation like that, you have to be able to insure yourself against the claims of libel, whatever. Every large operation business has to be able to insure itself and conduct, you know, its financial business. And the NRA, or the state of New York, is actively squeezing the companies to cut them off and not do business with them. And it's worse, of course, being New York, because most of these large banks are either based in New York or have large operations in New York and are subject to New York regulation. So the Governor Soprano, went on MSNBC, talked with Morning Joe earlier this week, and basically admitted to exactly that. He said that's really what he's doing. He said, these are bad guys. He said, look, from my point of view, I do disagree with them politically, and if they have less money to bully and threaten politicians into irrational positions, you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. And if they went away, you know, I would offer my thoughts and prayers, Joe, just like they do every time there's another situation with innocents losing their lives. It's bad enough that Cuomo and his cronies are doing this to the NRA, but if this kind of thing is allowed to stand, there's no reason it should stop there. He could then decide to turn his regulatory gun, so to speak, on anyone else with whom he disagrees politically.
Let me ask you a question. Let me get you to hold right there. Now, there's got to be something wrong with using the office of government to go in and have this coercion technique going on with these banks regarding one customer who historically has never done anything wrong. There's got to be something, there's got to be some code, there's got to be something or other to where this just can't be allowed to just happen. Is that being looked into by anybody?
Oh, I'm sure it is. The NRA in their suit, I'm no attorney, but they're claiming basically a conspiracy to deprive them of their civil rights, the right to free speech. There's another aspect, the First Amendment, there's another amendment as well, and I can't recall. It might be equal protection, I'm not sure. But yeah, they're making arguments against this, and if it were me, I would certainly be moving for a restraining order, some sort of restraining order to stop them from pressuring. Again, I don't know how this works, but get them to stop pressuring these companies into dropping any business relationship they have with the NRA. This would seem to be the very definition of tortious interference, basically interfering with a company doing business. And this, again, I don't have to say this to your audience, but the NRA is a lawful business, and it's a membership organization. They have business interests, businesses like CarryGuard and things like that. And, you know, they operate in all 50 states.
Sure.
And, Governor Soprano basically put the word out that he wants to see other states do that. And I think just today, the state of Washington said that they're going to start looking at financial institutions that do business with CarryGuard as well. There's a couple large insurance companies that are based there. I think Safeco and maybe one other is based in Washington. So the contagion is spreading. And again, if this is successful against the NRA, who's next? The NSSF? Going to try to shut down the NSSF by depriving them of the ability to insure themselves and collect, you know, take deposits from their member organizations? What about Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A is not a popular business in places like New York and Chicago. How about Hobby Lobby? How about other businesses that run afoul of the politically correct forces in this country?
Well, I mean, isn't that a violation of the Commerce Clause? Isn't that actually one where that actually applies, the Commerce Clause actually applies here?
It would certainly seem to me, again, I'm not an attorney.
14th Amendment?
I'm a constitutional lawyer.
Yeah.
I would think all those things would apply here. I would think the NRA has an excellent case in a situation like this. New York has moved for summary judgment against the NRA in this suit, and I seriously doubt that's going to happen, but this would seem to be something that is ripe to escalate and who knows, maybe even get to the Supreme Court. And I would love to see a Judge Kavanaugh rule on something like this.
Yeah, but that's going to be the problem, isn't it? Because by the time this does wind its way to the Supreme Court, he'll be sitting there. And when he sits there, this is going to be a bad day in Baghdad for Cuomo. But that's all beside the point. The other thing that I'm looking at is, you know, historically NRA has been pretty slow to move on something. But most of the stuff that they've been slow to move on has always been external.
True. Yeah,
this
something that actually threatens their very well-being.
Yes, so it'll be interesting to see if this develops within them a newer dynamic to take a look at incidents and say, all right, we're the 800-pound gorilla in the room. We're the ones throwing the biggest furniture. Maybe we need to throw it faster.
That could be. Yeah,
we'll see. We're definitely going to see.
Maybe they'll become more nimble as a result of something like this. I don't know. I mean, everybody has their quibbles with the NRA and how they do business and all that. But if you look at their body of work, they've been extremely successful for a very long time, moving the gun rights ball forward, sometimes with a step back here or there. But in general, they've been very good advocates for American gun owners and their rights. That's why they're so hated by people like Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah. One more time, let me tell you about the truth about guns. Truthaboutguns.com, they have been around, I don't know, how long have you guys been around?
8+ years, almost 9 years.
8+ years. So for 8+ years, they've been building up a sizable library of past articles. They are the mainstream media for you if you are a gun owner, and they are out there as prolific as anybody can be on any given day. 10, 11, 12, 13 new pieces of content, all timely. Thank you for joining me, Dan.
Happy we could finally get together.
All right. And we are out of here, and I think we're fixed. We're going to see, hopefully, back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.